Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 67. Episode 67, it's the podcast of love. Why? Because 1967 was the summer of love. And 67 means love to me. As 69 means something else. Just want to say, first of all, I don't know. It's just been, gosh. Well, first of all, I always give the weather report. So it's 84 degrees out here in Los Angeles, California. I know it's colder in other parts of the country. I'm sorry. You know, it's 84 degrees. I shut the air conditioner off because it was too loud. It was getting too cold, actually. It was too loud, because I think I've recorded with the air conditioner before. It was just too cold. Okay, enough of that. Crazy week, bad week, right? I mean, geez. excuse me. Just such a horrible tragedies going on, and I just don't want to spend too much time on it because I don't have anything more to say than anybody else has said. Just I'm very sorry for all the things that are going on, but it's you know, it's just, and then the whole gun control thing. And it's, you know, I don't like to get political, but you know, this whole gun control issue is it's just crazy because people think that they're just going to pass laws and things are going to improve. Has it worked with drugs? I mean, I'm all for back. Listen, I don't like guns. Okay, I don't like guns as an idea. I like them for the people hunt with them, but I don't like them for people killing each other. But I understand the necessity and this third dimensional reality that we're living in. But I think that the gun lobbyists are ridiculous for not allowing the background checks, although background checks are, even that's kind of BS, you know, because listen, if crazy people and gangsters want to get guns, they're going to get guns. Okay. I don't care how many laws you pass. Wasn't Connecticut that horrible tragedy there? Don't they have like the strictest gun laws? Yet, you know, you got people on the right and the left and they're just going crazy arguing with each other. I don't have the answers. I don't even know why am I talking about it? None of this is funny, but it's just I have to get it off my chest. Oh, I know. Because then there was bombing. You know, we had bombings this week. And then, you know, I mean, I would say bombs are illegal, okay? Pretty much across the board, there's no bombing lobbies going on. And, you know, it didn't stop, you know, these two idiots, or how many idiots were involved, because there's some, you know, conspiracy theories going around. It didn't stop them from doing it and causing horrendous damage. You know, and then the whole one down in Texas where it's near Waco and the conspiracy people are drawing lines to that. And it's near the date and it's very strange. It's like these conspiracy things that can make you nuts, man. They just make you crazy. I mean, like yesterday was 420, April 20th. The 420 is National Marijuana Day? I don't know. It's a big day because for some reason the number 420 means spark up some marijuana. You know, back in the day when I was smoking that stuff, you know, back in the old days when you didn't have marijuana dispensaries, legal stores, you had to take your life in your hands. You had to commit an illegal act. You had to be a gangster. I was a gangster. I didn't sell it. Well, I tried to sell it for a while, but I was such an addict, I smoked all my profits up. But, you know, I would buy off go in a park and buy off guys on the street. It's kind of cool back in those days. But now there's these dispensaries in L.A. They have green crosses on them. I always wonder if, like, green cross, do they show up during disasters and get people high? Try to make them forget, you know, the way the Red Cross gets together and tries to feed people and stuff and take care of people medically. 420. So 420 is the marijuana day. Also, Adolf Hitler's birthday. I don't know. Now, is there a connection between that? Was I unwittingly and unknowingly, you know, dedicated to the herb back in the day, not realizing that it was some kind of sacrament to Adolf? I don't know. Not one of my favorite people. You know, but a lot of people with the conspiracy theories, they jump to conclusions. We're always talking about the Illuminati. The Illuminati is a handful of people that control everything. They're ruining our lives. I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe a lot of it's true. I mean, I just watched this movie on Netflix. It must have been a TV movie. It's about Ronald Reagan's life, Ronald and Nancy Reagan, and how Nancy, you know, was kind of the impetus behind him and you know, kind of portrayed him as a sort of a decent guy, kind of a guy with a, you know, he kind of thought he was doing the right things, and he got talked into becoming a Republican. He was a Democrat, and he got talked into becoming a Republican, and then running for governor of California and presidency by a handful of very powerful, rich guys. Now, they didn't say, hi, we're the Illuminati, welcome. Well, you know, they weren't wearing T-shirts that had a big eye on it. But, I mean, for all, you know, purposes here, that's what they seem to be the guys behind the pulling the strings. So who knows? But I just don't, when people just jump to conclusions, one of my friends immediately, you know, said, it's the government, about the Boston thing. Well, I don't know, maybe it is, you know. Supposedly there were, oh, I don't even want to go into it. I just can't, you know, it's just crazy. Crazy. All right, let me just get off this. I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry for anybody's loss. And all right, I'm going to try to go on with my podcast and make it somewhat funny and entertaining. All right, this is Sunday afternoon. You know, I am recording it Sunday afternoon. This is my time, my special time to do this. And this Wednesday, just 3 days away, I am going in to get my left hip replaced. If you've been following my podcast, you know, in September, I got my right hip replaced. And now this hopefully will be the final, because I am running out of hips. This will be the final hip replacement. Final replacement. Something the name of a book, The Final Hip Replacement. And so I had to go in this past on Friday. Was it Friday? No, I went Wednesday. To my regular doctor to do what's a pre-op physical. You got to do this physical to make sure that you're healthy enough to go under the knife. And I have to say I passed with flying colors, folks. Okay? All right. Hold your judgment. But one of the tests that you have to do is you have to do this thing, I guess it's called an echocardiogram, where they put gel on your, don't go there, they put gel on your different parts of your body, and they stick these like suction cups, and there's like a machine, and I guess they listen to your circulation, make sure your arteries are all cool. And the guy that does this is an Armenian guy. Last time I went there, him and I, while he was doing my echocardiogram, all we talked about is food and the foods we loved. You know, he's kind of an overweight guy, although he's lost weight, and I'll get to that in a minute. We would talk about all these foods, these fattening foods, and this restaurant. Did you try this bakery? And he's like, you know, testing my arteries out. And so this time I come there, you know, and he dropped some weight. He told me he dropped 60 pounds in 6 months. And of course, you know, I'm always interested in hearing how people lose weight, because I've lost some weight. Well, I put on a little bit lately, but I've lost from where I was before, greatly reduced. And once I can get up and, you know, exercise again, I'm sure I'm going to bring it to my fighting weight. So I asked him, how did you do this? And he told me he went on a no-carb diet. Now, kind of based on this Atkins diet, I've been on the Atkins diet. I've done that before. I've done low carb. And it does work. You can lose weight. Your body goes into a state, what's called ketosis, where the fat burns itself. And side effects are, I think your breath is supposed to not be the best. But one of the things is that I notice is that as soon as you get off it and you start to eat just a little bit out of the way, boom, you gain weight and then some. And that always happened to me. So I know that that's not the answer. But this guy was swearing by it. He told me he's, you know, he's never hungry. And he's doing, you know, and I go, all right, well, what do you eat? You know, he says he only eats about two meals a day. I go, oh, that's interesting. So I said, what do you eat? I mean, like today, for example, what did you have? And he said, well, for breakfast, I had 30 grams of butter, and two cubes of cheese, and some tea. And I was just like, excuse me while I heave. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, how do you, are you like just, is that stuff just coming back up? I mean, I got nauseous just thinking about it. And so, then he had a half a rack of baby back ribs for lunch, which, that I like. But, you know, let's get a little salad or something going with it. I asked him, you know, you got any fiber going on in this diet? No fiber. You know, you don't have any problems? There's one thing I noticed when I was on Atkins, you know, the lack of fiber. Well, let's just put it felt like there was a blade coming out from you know where. Okay, enough of that. So anyway, we did that. And then there was, and I asked my doctor, you know, well, what do you think about this guy's diet? He goes, well, we don't. He didn't put him on the diet. He goes, I don't know. It just seems weird to me. He goes, we don't know the long-term effects of this type of thing, really. So, and then we're talking about my upcoming surgery. And, you know, he's a colleague of my orthopedic surgeon. My orthopedic surgeon actually referred me to this guy. And so my orthopedic surgeon is a top guy, one of the top guys in the country. And he's... Dr. Robert C. Clapper, in case anyone with a K, Clapper. You know, he's kind of a celebrity. He's written books. He's got a radio show. I think he's got a TV show now. And my regular doctor says, you know, he also tweets. And I go, tweets? All right, I guess he tweets about it. I still hope he's not tweeting during my surgery. You know, I don't want to be thinking like, yeah, I got Dal Berman in here. Yeah, replacing his left hip. LOL. Well, if that doesn't happen, anyway. He's a top-notch guy. Last time it went really well, so I'm trusting it's going to go well this time. And I know it's going to go well. Everything's going to be fine. And I just want to be up and about. Hopefully by this midsummer, I'm going to be up and about and start doing things again. Because I'm kind of limited to, you know, what I could do. I mean, I've had friends that have offered to, you know, take me out like I'm a freaking, like I'm a dog here. But, you know, I don't feel comfortable. Like I'm, you know, it's just too hard to get around. So I will be getting around. I get around from town to town. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Oh, by the way, I just want to say that, you know, I want to say something to Bed Bath & Beyond. I get it. You have 20% off every month. Will you stop sending me those giant things in the mail, those giant cards? I mean, come on, how much are you wasting time and paper and trees are dying? Just put a thing. Come in a store and get 20% off one of your items. You know, just have a policy. Is that it? I don't know. I guess they're trying to get people like me to go, oh, you know, because otherwise I never hardly go. I only go there if there's something I need, like towels, something like that. You know, I'm not a shopper anyway. I'm not your market. In any market, unless it's cigars, you know, Or you know, just regular, just, you know, food, like my go-to market or Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, then I'm not much of a shopper, okay? I'm not your market. Doing a couple of random things here. I noticed my computer is going a little weird lately. My Mac, like all of a sudden in the middle, I was watching a movie on Netflix or something, and all of a sudden I get this notice, you know, one of these windows that comes down and says, no airport updates available now. No, my airport for my Wi-Fi. And I'm like, really? I mean, what are you... You're interrupting my movie to tell me that there's nothing available? There's nothing to do? I don't know. Maybe my computer has been doing a little 420, if you know what I mean. Jeez, not me. You know, I still love the smell of pot. I think I mentioned this before. I love... When I have some neighbor in my building, she blazes, and I go down the walkway where she lives, and oh man, she smokes. It's a good thing I don't smoke because I would be all over her, bugging her to either hook me up with the guy she buys from, or when I'm out, hook me up with something to get high. Oh, she's got this stinky, winky, schminky. You know, and in my building, when you walk in my building, it's a courtyard, and then there's like a walkway in the back. And there's no way, it's so hard to avoid looking into other people's windows. You know, because you're just so, I'm just so close. I try to do the best I can. I mean, you know, part of you, like if somebody has their blinds open or windows open, and you know, you're kind of just natural curiosity. Your attention goes to, you know, where the action is. And I've got to be really careful because I don't want to be Mr., you know, creepy peeping Tom. So I do my best. It's just like, there's this beautiful Russian girl that lives just catty cornering to me. And she's very, you know, we get along. We don't hang out or anything like that. But, you know, I try to be, you know, like when I go past her window, you know, I mean, I want to look in there. I want to say hi. Like, I grew up in the projects where we actually would talk through the windows on the first floor. Hey, Joe, come on up. Hey. That's how we talked in my neighborhood. Hey. 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 Hey, the ice cream man's here. But, you know, I'm growing up. Got some class. And so I try to be very respectful and not look into other people's windows. So that's what I do. By the way, I think I told you, I don't know if I talked about this, where I did some freestyling on my go-to market for some of these kids a couple weeks ago, and it was really fun. You know, they loved it. It was funny. And I got a little cocky because one kid wanted me, you know, to do it, who didn't hear it. And I went right in my head. And I started trying to spit out some rhymes. And I went right in my head. And he was just like, looking at me like, really? I mean, I don't think it was that bad, but it wasn't like awesome the way, you know, people were telling him and the way I was kind of bragging on it. You know, I'm kind of bragging on, yeah, man. Yeah, I can freestyle. Yo, what's up? You know, that's the thing when you get in your head. Like when I do comedy, you know, when I get in my head, I do comedy. It's just like, oh, man, it's the worst. Can't get laughs. Hear my voice. It's like my voice is coming from somewhere else. When I'm not in my head, man, oh, man, it's the greatest. Which brings me to, I go to my go-to market the other day, and in the front of the market having coffee is two older gentlemen. One of them is my was a former acting teacher of mine, and another guy is a guy he's known for 50 years. They've known each other for 50 years, is an actor. And I've seen these guys around and talked to them from time to time. And this time, you know, I go over, I'm talking to them. I got to stop going over, and I think we've already covered everything we need to cover. And I got a little bit in trouble. Not so much trouble, but this teacher, he was a sense, you know, like a method actor guy, and he also was like had been a pal of Al Pacino's back in the day, so he always had a cool Al Pacino story, you know, it's like the highlight of the class. And weird thing about this class is the girls just stopped coming. It was like one girl that came, so which is like 97% of the reason to take acting classes, hang around, be with girls. So, at least, you know, back in the day. So anyway, I'm talking, and this guy, I thought he gave me a piece of advice that I thought I had finally made some sense of. You know, something to do with, like, not taking anything personal in life. Like, don't take things personal in life, but take everything personal on stage. I thought I knew what it meant. It was like I had this, like, and I saw I was about to end the conversation with him, and I said, oh, by the way, I got to tell you, I finally got what you said. And he gave me the blankest look that a human being could ever give. He goes, what? What do you mean? And I said, and I started to try to explain, and then I realized that, you know, I didn't even understand what I meant. Like, thought I understood it, and then I realized that I didn't understand it. Like, I was almost, like, busted with my BS. Like, I didn't even realize I was BSing. I thought I was onto something. Like, I was paying him a true compliment about something that he had given me. And he said, I don't remember saying that. And I don't even remember. And I said, wow. Well, okay. I guess I was mistaken. And then another old friend of mine came out of my friend Jason came out of the store with his little boy in a stroller, Solomon. Hadn't seen him in a while, and so that I made a getaway from those guys, and then I talked to Jason and his little baby for a few minutes, and that was that. Okay, last but not least here on my episode 67, the podcast of love, I was in Whole Foods a few days ago, and I'm talking to this young, short, cute girl that I know there. I make her laugh. She's very friendly. And so I'm talking to her. She's kind of on her break, or she's just getting off her break. And I'm talking to her, and another customer comes up to her and says, "Excuse me, but can you tell me where the toilet paper is?" And she, the cute girl, she starts... she gets this kind of puzzled look on her face, and then she starts to point to the public restroom, and then the customer goes, no, where do you keep the toilet paper? Oh, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, and then she points to where it was, and I'm thinking, what did this girl think? Did this girl think that this customer was in so much trouble? And she was like, just going to go, please, I'm going to go. And it's going to be a big problem. I don't want to mess up aisle 6. Where is the toilet paper? I beg of you. I just thought that was really, really something. Okay. All right. That's. I think that's a normal kind of length of a podcast for me. Kind of a good one. Lately, they've been going a bit longer. I try not to go over 30. I try to keep it between something like 21, 22, and 28. 25 is good. 24, 25 is almost perfection. Okay, I want to thank everybody again, whoever is listening to my podcast. After my surgery, I'm going to get with my tech friend, Dwayne, and we're going to start converting my podcast into more accessible MP3s. We're going to get my website into a different server. And that should make it accessible to people on Droids and PCs. Right now I'm having issues with that. And also get me into the iTunes store finally. I'm on episode 67. And in order to get into the iTunes store, you have to submit one podcast to them. And so I'm going to submit episode 1, which was like 9 minutes long, like a year and a half ago or so. And then after that, once they accept it, I'm going to have to upload like, 60 some odd or whatever amount it's going to be at the time podcast. But I will gladly do that. It's just that there's going to be people on iTunes that are going to have to do some catching up. And there will be a test on this. Okay. All right. So, like I mentioned in the beginning, I'm doing my surgery this Wednesday. Last time I did my surgery, I took about a 7-week break from doing podcasts. But this time, I'm anticipating that I'm going to have a quicker healing process because I'll have one good hip. It's not completely healed, but I'll have one good hip. At least last time I had, one hip that was just operated on and a really bad one that got worse. I'm going to have one good hip and one that was newly operated on. It's much better. So I'm anticipating a quicker recovery. Send me good vibes out there, please. And until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.